Jim Rodriguez, one of the valiant survivors of 9/11, helped rescue some of the people there, one of the last out of one of the towers. And, of course, he's also there with Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist, who spent, I don't know, what is it, $6 million now exposing 9/11, buying ads all over print, television, radio, and traveling the world having truth symposiums. They're down in Caracas right now. They just met with the president of the assembly. That's like the leader of the parliament, basically. Number two guy in the government, and they're scheduled to be meeting with Hugo Chavez here very, very soon. Mr. Rodriguez, glad we were able to get connected with you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. Is Jimmy there with you?
Jimmy Walter is here with me.
Great. So I hope to be able to speak to him later after we talk some with you. So please let him know that we do want to talk to him so he doesn't wander off. For those that don't know who you are, Mr. Rodriguez, tell us about, just in a nutshell, what happened to you on 9/11, what you've gotten involved with, and what you and Mr. Jimmy Walters are doing down there in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela.
I am the last survivor of the World Trade Center, the last person pulled from the rubble from the North Tower. I was the person in charge of all the stairwells inside the building of the North Tower, and the person with the only master key available on that day. I was the person that went up the stairwells, floor by floor, letting people escape as I was followed by the fire department. And after 9/11, I became the leader of the family group. I created the Hispanic Victims Group, the Victim Support Group, and the 9/11 United Services Group to actually answer some of the problems that families were having after 9/11. I am the person behind going to Congress and asking for a formal investigation that later on became the 9/11 Commission, and one of the last persons to testify behind closed doors for the commission, and my testimony was totally omitted from the final report. And I'm in Venezuela, and after I have actually done a tour all over Europe trying to bring the information to the world that the official story of what happened on 9/11 was just a full illusion, like David Copperfield would say, full of mirrors, and what really happened on that day has never been presented by the control media in the United States.
The official story of 9/11, it's fair to say, is a hoax.
It is a hoax, and I applaud you for having Charlie Sheen the other day on the show, and the whole fear he created. I tell you something, the guy is onto the reality of what really happened on that day, and he has been attacked, you have been attacked, for having this kind of presentations, but you have been at the vanguard for many years already of bringing this information out. One of the few people that have done that, and you even have received threats, and you have received the bad publicity that comes with it, because people are afraid to confront what really happened on that day. And I truly support what you're doing and what Charlie Sheen did. He has my full support, and I will go anywhere in the world that he wants me to let them know that we, as survivors, affected, and family members of the victims of 9/11, totally believe he's onto the right track. Since we never had the answers that we expected for the so-called 9/11 Commission, which was just a fiasco.
Well, I appreciate your... I appreciate your compliments, William, but I want to talk about you. I want to talk about Jimmy. You are there in Caracas. You have just spent at his home hours and hours with the president of the National Assembly, number two in the government. You're very close to a meeting coming up this weekend with President Hugo Chavez. And, course, I've talked to you off air. You said that they're all awake to 9/11. I mean, I've seen it in newspapers. I've translated the Spanish ones over using the Google Translator. I know they've published some of my reports in the past in major newspapers there. Even my report on the World Bank, 4 days before they kidnapped Hugo Chavez, where we predicted, myself and Greg Palast of BBC, that he would be kidnapped. He has been kidnapped. People forget that by CIA forces. You guys are down there right now. Please give us a report about how you're speaking to huge crowds. You're on national TV. You've met with the president of the assembly. What he said.
We have been on every national television show, all the most important shows, the government television channels as well. We have been presented all of the radio networks, and we have done presentations in universities. And I tell you something, Alex, from all the countries that I have visited with this story, the people with the most open heart and knowledge about 9/11 is here in Venezuela. The president of the National Assembly has a vast collection of books dealing with 9/11 and the terrorism agenda that the United States have prior to our visit here. So they're very well informed, and they are up to this moment willing to create an international investigation, because they call this an international crime scene, because we lost people from 92 countries, and they are more than happy to start the investigations here. So we are actually talking to the President's Assembly, the President of the National Assembly, who is, like you said, the second one in command here. He's having an arrangement for us to meet with Hugo Chavez. And at the same time, I must tell you something. The National Assembly here just ordered through the government of Hugo Chavez that a video be filmed about my story, because they wanted it in Spanish and they wanted an official version of what really happened on that day. And as of today, in 2 hours, I will be going to the National Assembly grounds to start filming this documentary. So what you have here is what you see. Is an amazing arm opening for us, in terms that they have hugged us with the truth, and they want this to come out the right way. They want...
I mean, I have exposed George Bush as being into the occult. And then a few months ago, Hugo Chavez came out and said Bush was a devil worshiper. I mean, Chavez really knows what's going on.
Oh, they know. They know. They have so much information here. And that's why when we can... Listen, Alex, we have military escorts. They are taking us everywhere, because there was an FBI agent in the region that we were staying asking for the list of the names of the people that were staying in the hotel. So when I told that at the National Assembly, they said, we don't want an embarrassment in our country that the national hero, whatever, is being attacked. So we're going to give you 24-hour protection. And right
protection. What you guys are doing is dangerous. In fact, Jimmy is on a no-fly list now. Jimmy Walter, upstanding citizen, he now...
No, we both on the no-fly list, and that's what amazed me, that, you know, I have been condecorated at the White House, and in every level of the government, I have a full room of recognitions, and now when I go to fly, they are stopping me everywhere. They put me on this no-fly list that made it difficult for me to actually come here to Venezuela.
Unbelievable. It's terrifying. We're going to break here, sir. Have a quick break, and when I come back, I'd like to get Jimmy's take on things and then go back to you. Can you stay with me another 30 minutes?
Yes, definitely.
Because I know you've got to get down to the National Assembly. Very important work.
I just want to let the listeners know that there's a little delay with the communication, so they understand that it's not that I'm trying to think the answers. It's just that, you know, the communication between the internet and the radio station.
No, exactly. There's a second delay or more, just like when you see, say, somebody on CNN on satellite from China to New York or to Atlanta. There's a second and a half or so. Yeah, there's a delay. William Rodriguez is our guest. Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist, a billionaire philanthropist, spent $6 million a while back on exposing this. I mean, we're hitting them hard, folks. We're hitting them hard. We're hitting them hard to defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Stay with us. My friends, to win a battle, you have to have the belief that you can win it. It's that simple. I mean, look at Jimmy Walter all over the planet, millions of dollars in ads exposing 9/11, sending out tens of thousands of free DVDs to everybody, suing the government for the asbestos and now all the deaths and the EPA disaster there and the cover-up of that. They're down in Venezuela. They've been all over Europe to just pack crowds. It's coming out. More and more mainstream people are speaking up. We're talking to William Rodriguez, one of the heroes that helped drag people out, found in the rubble, one of the last survivors to be pulled. And he's there with Jimmy Walter in Caracas. Do we have Jimmy on the line with us? Or do we have
I'm on the line now, Alex. Jimmy.
Jimmy, tell me more about these FBI, this FBI situation where you guys had to have guards.
Well, first of all, I got another death threat last night via email for some guy in Tampa. But we were at the beach there in I'm not going to say exact beach because I don't want people to know. And we were giving away free DVDs all over the beach. And a day later, this guy who identifies himself as being from the U.S. FBI comes up and asks for the customer list of the people staying at the place on the beach where we were handing them out. We also learned that there's a regular CIA guy who comes to the beach to check things out as well. And I don't know if you know or not, but the FBI, I mean the CIA has four different organizations operating here in Venezuela trying to unseat Hugo Chavez.
No, I knew that. That's well documented. The government admits they're doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, we've got Pat Robertson saying kill him on TV.
What happened to turn the other cheek?
Yeah, he's just trying to get us free gasoline for the people in New York during the winter. Jimmy, how exciting is what's happening down there with the president of the National Assembly? How exciting is this?
You know, this is very exciting. It's like walking into a government office and the people saying, "We know," rather than "Get the hell out of here, you nut." I mean, it's a total turnaround. No government in Europe, no state or local or national branch of the government in the United States would even talk to us. And you've seen how Spitzer, even in New York, ignored the 911 people there. So it's quite exciting, and we're hoping that we'll be able to mount an international investigation here hosted by Venezuela. I've already talked to Jones and Griffin and Reynolds. And schedule permitting, they've all agreed to come and testify. So we're also looking for international judges. We're trying to get Von Bulow, other people from Europe to come, so it has a real international character.
But well, that's exactly what Charlie Sheen's calling for.
Well, I'd love to meet Mr. Sheen. I congratulate you wholeheartedly for what you've done. I'm really upset about the naysayers, the backstabbers out there that are saying things about you and him that is just totally outlandish. You deserve nothing. Both of you deserve nothing but the highest praise that can be given.
Well, you deserve the highest praise for what you've done. Jimmy, how many millions have you spent to expose this so far?
Well, it's around $7 million. We've given away over 650,000 DVDs. And we're getting ready to start to run another batch. We're about out.
650,000 DVDs, and you spent how many millions on flat-out advertising?
Well, we spent $6 million on flat-out advertising.
Good, I was checking my numbers.
And so also, I sent you notice about the last Zogby poll I ran at the end of November, and nobody has picked that up.
I must have missed it. Tell me what the Zogby poll said.
Well, let me get it up here on the computer while we're talking. It's a repeat of some of the questions. Roughly 50% of the people believe that September 11th was an inside job, that members of the government actively were involved in the perpetration of that mass murder crime. But we also added to it the question about the pollution, the deadly dust that followed the World Trade Center collapse, the dust that Giuliani and Christy Todd Whitman, that the New York Health Department, the New York State Health Department lied about, that has killed people. And 75% of the people in New York want an investigation on that. 65% of the people in New York want an investigation into the omissions of the official 911 report.
Jimmy, stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back. Quick break. Jimmy, be there when we get back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Zogby is one of the most respected polling agencies out there. And it's showing consistently around half of Americans believe the government was involved. The high 60s, 67, 68%, depending on which poll, believe the government knew and let it happen. And then when CNN's Anderson Cooper had a quick poll last year, out of, 8,000 respondents, even after an hour-long demonization piece attacking the 9/11 truth movement, we had 90% of respondents when the poll closed believing the government was covering up and involved. Now, on CNN, after I'm on saying the government did it, they have the poll. Imagine, because the poll saying, do you agree with Sheen that there's a cover-up of the official story of 9/11? But the real question was posed by myself on the show two nights in a row, saying the government was involved. And the host was posing that question. And they had 53,400-plus votes. All the final exact numbers are there, but it was 53,400-plus. And out of that, hours before it closed, it said 86%. Strangely enough, though, they pulled the poll, and it went down 3 points to 83%. But they said 83% believe Charlie Sheen and agree with him. So, regardless, we are the majority. Everybody I talk to, and the dam is breaking on this. We're talking to Jimmy Walters, who spent now $7-plus million of his own money to give out 650-plus thousand free DVDs about 9/11, now printing more to run $6 million worth of TV and radio and print ads all over the country. I mean, I've seen him right here in Austin. I've heard him on Coast to Coast AM. It's been on New York TV. Selflessly doing this. Now down there setting up a 9/11 Truth Commission in Venezuela. And, Jimmy, again, I can only thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for my family's sake. Because if we don't stop the people carrying out mass murder of 3,000, they're going to pull even bigger stuff in this war for empire. I don't think people realize out there just how serious and nitty-gritty this is. I mean, this is about survival right now.
I firmly agree with you, Alex. I believe that before the elections, in fact, I think within the next 30 days, they're going to have to do something. They're going to pull a weapon of mass destruction, terrorist incident on U.S. soil, blame it on the Arabs, declare martial law, and kiss democracy goodbye. These people have mass murdered 3,000-plus American citizens, thousands more we don't know about because they were done secretly to cover up the crime, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and Afghanistan people. They're spreading their poisonous uranium ammo. I don't call it depleted. It's not depleted at all. It is highly radioactive uranium ammo all over the world, killing, maiming babies, our own troops' babies. This stuff gets in their sperm, infects their wife, and deforms their baby. These people are evil.
By the way, that's not your opinion.
Anything's going to stop them.
That's not your opinion. Even Time Life a few years ago admitted that 5 years after the first Gulf War, a tripling above national averages of serious radiation-connected deformities, and now 3 years into the invasion, we're seeing a quadrupling in official numbers. We're seeing a quadrupling in Serbia, a quadrupling in Afghanistan, a quadrupling in Iraq, because this time they bombed urban centers, not desert bases or the highway of death outside Kuwait. And what about the ringworm children? Our government paid Israel. This is a confirmed, declassified Jerusalem Post. Our government paid $3 billion for Israel to radiate 110,000 Jewish Sephardi Jews, murdering most of them on the spot, claiming it was to test for ringworm. I mean, this is the magnitude. Jimmy,
well,
sorry, go ahead.
No problem at all. To give you an update, William and I are going to Chile, but we're also going to Germany. I have been nominated to go to the stockholders meeting of the insurance company that is having to pay off Silverstein. And so we plan to have a major challenge to the insurance company. I'll be representing some of the stockholders there as to why they paid that claim when Silverstein is on tape admitting that he had the building destroyed with explosives. But
now, I want to stop you right there because the magnitude of what you're doing, you're hitting them at every point. It is extremely dangerous what Jimmy Walters is doing. For those that don't know, with a $200 million investment he leveraged, only owning it a few months, he took out $3 billion in insurance. He total has got a $7 billion payout, saying it's two events. It was over $3 billion each payment. Now, even Governor Pataki called him a crook just a few weeks ago. Wow. Remember that, folks? Because now Silverstein's demanding an additional billion.
Silverstein is a crook all the way. And don't forget another thing.
Silverstein is close personal friends with Netanyahu of Israel. They don't go a week without talking to each other. But let me go back to this poll here that we did on New York, because I got the figures up. Now, the question is, do you agree or disagree the New York Attorney General, Manhattan District Attorney, should open an investigation into the major discrepancies and unanswered questions in the official report on September 11th? Only 22% disagreed. A total of 79% either agreed or were not sure. So the not sure category here is huge, 15%. But only 22% disagreed with that. Then, on do you think they should open an investigation into the air safe to breathe, 74% plus 6% not sure, 80% thought that they should open an investigation into the, what Giuliani knows said. Then, here's the biggie, the Let It Happen group. Some argue U.S. government officials knew in advance were planned and consciously failed to act. A plurality, 45% agreed, only 39% disagreed, and if you add the not sures, that is 61% of the people think or were not sure that the U.S. government was let it happen. And then finally, the one about do they think the U.S. government officials were actively involved, here we had a 56% disagree, but we had a 44% agree or were not sure. These are huge numbers. But here's one you're going to really like, Alex, I didn't tell you about before. How much do you tend to believe news reports by mainstream media about 911? Okay? 42%, a plurality, think it is half propaganda, half truth. 6% believe it is mostly propaganda, and 6% believe it is all propaganda. That's a whopping 54%. Think that what the mainstream media is saying of New York City dwellers, think that 54% of what the mainstream media is half truth or all propaganda.
Jimmy, let me add this.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Let me add this. What do you, have you heard about the CNN poll? You know, just a poll of internet visitors where 53.
I saw it. That was great.
Yeah, 53,000 respond plus, and 83% believe the government's involved.
Well, it's a great indicator, but of course the professional statisticians say it's not a statistically reliable poll.
But no, I agree, but let me add this.
Huge.
CNN said the majority of it.
That huge. We have numbers that huge, Alex, the statisticians can't say anything. We have 84% or that. Okay, so it's only 70%. Who cares? It is overwhelming majority of the people agree with you.
Well, also, Jimmy Walter, we need to understand that CNN reported that the vast majority of their emails agreed with us as well. And I was on Alan Combs' radio show for an hour. Was it Monday or Tuesday night? And almost every caller, he took tons of calls, agreed with me. I was on National British Radio. Almost every caller agreed with me, an instant messenger. And then now hosts who were disagreeing with me 3 years ago are now agreeing with me on air. I mean, even A.J. Hammer on CNN, came out and said he has questions and thinks there's a cover-up.
Well, but I heard from a news book that they canceled your interview with Asner.
Yes, higher ups at CNN told them kill the interview.
Well, I mean, the problem is the media is controlled by whoever is behind 9/11.
No, you're right. The low and mid level producers are all on our side and know the truth. And the Morass called up and said, "You kill that story." And that's not just for me. One of the people that was going to be on the show is saying that. Sander Hicks is saying they told him that.
It is standard operating procedure. Let me tell you my joke. Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, and Napoleon are up in heaven looking down on today. Alexander says, "If I'd only had machine guns, I'd have conquered all of India." Attila goes, "If I have tanks, I conquer Europe, Africa." Napoleon says, "If I'd only had the American press, no one would have known I lost in Russia." And that's what we have now. That's what we have now. No one knows that we're losing in Iraq. Hugo Chavez is right. We have lost in Iraq. These guys are just not giving up. That's why they're getting ready to use nukes, both over there to attack Iran and suppress the Iraqis, but also here in our own country to terrorize our own citizens. Well, when they ask me why I'm doing it down here, I tell them that I'm here to defend the Constitution of the United States of America from an attack by our own government.
Well, Jimmy, I agree with you, and this whole thing's a Ponzi scheme. They have to either make it get bigger or it implodes. They've always got to push, do more. That's why they're wildly doing defense contracting scams and no bids and war profiteering and stealing and grabbing pension funds now and looting everything and congressmen stealing $800 million. And, I mean, they're just going wild right now. Why do you think they're going so wild?
Well, they're afraid the game's about over. And so they got nothing left to lose, so they're taking everything they can. But I think that they're going so wild because they have something up their sleeve. When you see Rumsfeld or Bush or Cheney on, they're smirking. They don't act worried at all. This is the most disturbing thing to me at all. These guys have a plan, and they
do it. Yeah, they've done the psychological warfare testing, and even if everybody's waking up 9/11, they A-bomb an American city and blame it on Arabs. You're going to see people get in line real quick, and it's over, folks.
Well, the problem is, though, any terrorist attack.
Well, I mean, what about the London bombing, though? That was clearly a government op, and the British people woke up to that, so they shut up about it.
Right, but the London bombing wasn't a weapon of mass destruction. And two, if you read Bruce Late, the witness, the explosion came from underneath the train. So the London government had to pretty well shut up and not even prosecute. And it sort of got swept under the rug.
I mean, I'm making a film about it. We've totally proven it's an inside job.
But if they set off a weapon of mass destruction, Bush will march his little ass right up there to the podium and say, "I'm sorry, folks, the terrorists have struck here. I have to declare martial law." And then they'll shut down the internet, they'll shut down everything.
But we have Delta Force founders and commanders going public saying the war is a fraud, there's no threat, that our government's actually trying to make Iraq break down, saying Cheney likes torture, that's why they torture. We have all these prominent people going public. I don't think they may be able to pull it off and get control for a while, but I think if they A-bomb us or release a bioweapon, I think it's the beginning of the end for the New World Order.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, a very small percentage of people even watch CNN. Most of the people in the United States are too busy watching their sports shows or their soap operas. They don't care. That's what scares me the most of all. The complete apathy, the complete indifference. My brother and all his friends, they said, "Well, what can we do about it? Let's play golf." You know, it's just absolutely appalling. Rome fell not from outside, but Rome fell from within. And that's what's happening to America today. America is falling from within because nobody is willing to step up. You and Charlie Sheen, myself and a few others have stepped up. We get roundly discredited. Watch Sheen's show get canceled.
Yeah, well, it's already doing one more season. It's already going into syndication, so it's fine. But you know what? Listen, Jimmy, I understand why you're negative, and I understand why you're upset, but you got to have faith. And look how far we've come. I mean, look at how in the polls we're supported. And I don't know, I get mobbed on the streets of Austin. I can be in Minneapolis. I can be in Florida. People come up to me. I can be in New York. I get mobbed by people. And I'm just little Alex Jones, So when you sit there and you say that, you know, everybody doesn't care, I think you've got a mass of people that can't tie their shoelaces. They don't count. They're furniture. But when you talk about thinking people, I think they are waking up and they are aware and they are engaged. I think they're going to fight, brother.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving up. I'm just pessimistic, but I'm not going to stop.
Did you hear about the Republican memo? Where Bush came out and the Republicans said we need another big terror attack to get our agenda back online?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, what about
remember,
the...
Remember, they control the courts, they control the attorney general, they control the prosecutor's office, they control the army, and they control most of the CIA, the FBI. They have all the guns and the weapons. And what's really happening now, the reason that Charlie and the big names are allowed to come out is that the bankers want this war over because it's bankrupting America. But the neocons have a different agenda. What we're seeing right now behind the scenes is a war between the Federal Reserve and the neocons, and we're going to see who wins.
You know, I've heard that analysis, and I think at a certain extent from Bilderberg Group minutes we've gotten that some of the old line don't want to move so fast, and they are worried and scared of Bush. But I don't think that, I mean, the whole Sheen thing's an organic movement, and I think it was allowed to come out because some producers at CNN wanted it to, and then they got shut down.
Well, what happened is they're very selective in how they take over the media. They have controlled the news organization for some while, but they didn't control the entertainment thing, so they didn't figure that was a problem. And then
exactly.
As soon as it came up, they came down and they shut it down. And now, even Willie is getting shunned by the media in the U.S. In fact, they did an interview. We won't say anything because there's a chance it'll come on, but a major network did a major interview of him and refuses to run it because the higher-ups told the reporter, "You can't run this thing."
I know. Listen, I've talked to producers who point blank say, yes, it's political. Yes, we get high ratings with this. Yes, we know it's true. Yes, we're scared. What do we do, Alex? I mean, I've talked to so many reporters, I mean, high level, that say that. So many producers, Jimmy.
I've had the same experience myself, that they come up to you, they like what you say. I go into a studio, everybody wants the DVD, everybody. But then the higher-up comes down, edits it, cuts it, shuts it down.
These higher-ups are serving an evil government that is carrying out terror attacks. I mean, they are working for murderers.
Well, the point of the matter is they made a deal with the devil by allowing Murdoch, Time Warner, CBS, and a few others to buy up all the radio stations in control, and they said, we'll back you in whatever you do. So the higher-ups are the people... Follow the money. Follow the power.
Stay there, Jimmy Walter. I want to come back and finish up with you and then William.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. A few final minutes here from Caracas, Venezuela, with Jimmy Walter. And, of course, William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11. In closing, Jimmy, I want to thank you for all you've done, and then I want to be able to talk and say bye to William here. You guys are scheduled to be meeting very, very soon with not just the president of the assembly you've already met with, who's informed about 9/11 and has the materials, but also with Hugo Chavez himself?
That is correct. Actually, the president of the National Assembly is the one that is making the arrangement. They're trying to see if we can appear on the Alo Presidente, which is the Sunday national program that he does. And,
that'd be huge.
That would be huge. You imagine the scandal in the United States that is going to create? It's going to be amazing. But we're ready for it, and we are trying to, like I said, to tell the truth. And since they don't listen to us in our own country, we have to go outside and get the audience that we need.
Well, his TV show makes the news here every week. I mean, he was calling Bush a drunken donkey last week.
Correct. Yes, you're right. Here was a big, big thing when he came out singing and saying those things. The guy is really a character, very colorful, and but very knowledgeable, and at the same time, he's one of the only people here in the region that has stood up against Bush and told him in the face, you know, you have to learn how to respect the dignity of other countries. And,
well, I know you're going to be, William, I know you're going to be mobbed on Monday after you meet with Chavez, you know, either way you cut it, but I would be very honored even for a 10-minute report, if you can, of you and Jimmy, anytime during the 3 hours on Monday. You call us whenever you want to report and tell us what happened. You've got an open line here. You've got the number here, sir. Please call us anytime, and Godspeed. Yes. We'll talk to you last week. Can I say bye to Jimmy?
Yes, definitely. Jimmy, you want to say bye?
Yeah. Remember,
Alex, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate everything you're doing. Keep knocking them dead, and give my regards to Mr. Sheen.
I will, and hopefully when you come back into the U.S., we can all have a meeting at some time about some things we're planning. I know you're planning some things as well.
You set up the meeting, I'll come. You set up the meeting, and I'll come.
Okay, fantastic. In closing, I want to you guys call in any time next week with an update on your Hugo Chavez meeting. You've got an open line. Call me, and whoever's on, we'll put them on hold and bring you guys on for a quick report. Give us the website for folks that want to visit what you're doing, Jimmy.
Reopen911.org. And don't forget my million-dollar challenge to anyone that can prove explosives were not used. Reopen911.org.
That's right. You've got a million-dollar challenge.
Here's Willie.
Thank you.
Hello. Yes, definitely. And you can count on me for whatever reason. I mean, we're here to actually get this information out. And I'm surprised that none of the family members have come up publicly to support Charlie. Just let Charlie know that I support him 100%, and I will do it with a press release. As soon as I finish this meeting today, I will send a press
send
release.
You know the email, and send us your press release. We'll put it up as a headline. I know some other family members have quietly been defending him, but they haven't really gone public because of the pressure. And then we'll also get to work on what's happening with you and Chavez. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you soon. William Rodriguez, joining us from Caracas down there in Latin America, down there in Venezuela. All right, we're scheduled to have Ed Asner on after this quick break. He's calling in, and we'll go over 9/11 and some of his 9/11 revelations as well for you right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I tell you, what a week to move the studios, but we moved them. We've got most of it online, all the satellites up, all the stuff operating, and I'm here live. The accursed phone company will get themselves together. We'll be able to take your calls, but that isn't happening yet. So soon that will be able to happen. But Ed Asner coming up. Be sure and visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, you get almost half a year free, over 5 months free, when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out.